लागे
Come and go, come my love and go.
Won't you come and go? Come my love and go. Leave this world of sorrow, troubles in the road.
Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us, if that's what you're doing. If you don't have a job, thanks for coming anyway. I guess I'll take a minute here and just introduce the boys in the band to you while we're working on things. With the banjo, he lives up in Niwot, Colorado, and he's a world-famous banjo teacher. You've seen him before. You know him. You love him. Dr. Banjo himself, Pete Wernick, with the banjo. I don't blame him. With the mandolin, he's from Wheeling, West Virginia originally. He now lives in Boulder. And he's also a fine songwriter. He's a couple solo records out. His name is Tim O'Brien. With a guitar, born in Austin, Texas. And now living in, actually he used to live pretty close to here. He actually graduated from Littleton High School and now lives up in Boulder, Colorado. Give a big hand to Charles Sawtell with a guitar. And back on the bass, Phila doing all the talking, is me. Born in Beirut, Lebanon, and now living in Boulder, Colorado. Give a big hand to Nick Forster with the bass. That is me. Thank you. Okay. I guess it sounds okay. Everything okay back there? Hear everything all right? Okay, well, we'll play some more music now.
Ready? What do you think?
Okay, Bill Monroe. Did we see Bill Monroe?
Here's one... There was recently a Bill Monroe television special on television, which is where most television specials are, and it also had our banjo player Pete Wernick on there. I don't know, did anybody see that show, the Bill Monroe TV show? We actually saw Bill just a couple days ago over there in Columbus, Ohio, and this is one of his big hits, and it's called The Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Thank you.
It's one called Just Like You.
Alone and blue. tell you, my friend. He's just like you.
Tick. There we go. One of the reasons why we're a little behind schedule is we got a little confused this morning, and you know, since this part of town didn't used to be here, none of us was really very familiar with it, and we came down to play here today, and we saw this, we heard it was outdoors in this little amphitheater, and we went down around the corner to this huge amphitheater with this like room for 15,000 people and a huge stage and big scaffolds and everything. We said, oh, all right, this is great. And we drove a bus over there and unloaded all this stuff and said, boy, I wonder, it seems odd that this many people are going to come here on the lunch break on a Tuesday, but it's great. And we got everything kind of unpacked and set up. And then it's kind of like, you know, the old tap on the shoulder and the, sorry, but you're not that famous. Come on back down here. You're over by the duck pond, Buster. You coming? Maybe room for 200 people. But anyway, we're working it out, and it's, I think it's getting better as we go along. Here's a song we got a request for. It's one that Tim wrote, and it's called Nellie King. Don't forget to be careful of the dangers of overexposure to the sun. It's powerful stuff out there, friends. It's hot. You know it's hot, but it's strong sun. And since, for a variety of reasons, it's mostly sort of fair-skinned people that are attracted to bluegrass music, so be careful out there. Be careful. Here's a song that we're going to get Charles Sawtelle to sing, and it's a kind of a bluegrass classic, and that features Tim on the fiddle. And I've run out of things to say, believe it or not, and they're not ready yet. Any questions so far? Anybody have any questions? Where, what, how far is Oklahoma? Langley, Oklahoma, which is over by Tulsa. It's kind of past Tulsa. 700 miles, if you can do 700 miles in 8 hours, you must be a pilot. Anyway, here we go. Here's one called If I Lose.
Kick it off, Charlie. Mama, back where you belong. I got my love in town and I found a rocket wheel. Come on back and pick me up again. Now
if I lose,
let me lose.
I don't care
how much I lose.
If I lose $100, well, I'm trying when I'm done. My baby, she's got money all the time.
Of all the other guys I've seen, none can take your place. When I get into the jam, it just ain't in the rain. Now that you're back, dear, let's go another round. If you're by my side, the deal just can't go down.
If I lose,
let me lose.
I don't care
how much I lose.
If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, my baby, she's got money all the time.
Back where you belong. Yeah, I am alone in town. I found like it will. Come on back and pick me up again. Now
if I lose,
let me lose.
I don't care
how much I lose.
If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, my baby, she's got money all the time.
One of the sponsors of today's event, I think, is KBPI. Is that right? KBPI rocks the Rockies, and they don't play our records, but we're glad they're sponsored this event. And don't forget to tune in to KBPI for all your rock and roll listening needs. And but there are a lot of radio stations, actually, that do play bluegrass music, and they play our records in the Denver metro area. And certainly KCFR's Bluegrass Breakdown is probably among the leaders of those. Oh yeah, KYGO also has a great bluegrass program. Anyway, so to all the radio personalities and radio listeners out there, people, this is a song about listening to the music on the radio and even dancing to the music on the radio and lots more.
Ready?
It's called the Radio Boogie.
Do the radio boogie,
all over the dial.
Do the solid kick in a red hot lick in this Tennessee style.
The sun keeps shining up by the corn. Starts to
the radio boogie. All over the dial. With a solid kick and a red hot lick in his Tennessee style.
Radio Boogie. That's one day maybe they could even play that on KVPI sometime. That's kind of got a beat to it. This next one is a gospel quartet. In fact, I should mention that also on the bill, I don't know if it was mentioned or not earlier, but Red Knuckles and his band, the Trailblazers, will be here to play their own special brand of country music that some people enjoy. So we'll play a few more songs and get the Trailblazers out for a few, and then we will come back after that. So, I hope you, if you are on a lunch break, I hope you told them you would probably be late. Because you might be. Or I hope you're late. I hope you stay, can stick around. I guess you're not going to stick around. Goodbye.
We have back to work. A question or a comment.
Get back to work, you people.
Oh. Okay, I think we're kind of under control now. Here we go with one from our first record. It's called A Prayer Bells from Heaven.
While we living in this world of cares, many burdens that we have to bear. But there's a prayer bell up the Lord's right hand. Give it a ring and he will understand.
Prayer bells from heaven, Lord, a sweet lay they ring and bring.
Bearing the message unto Jesus, the King of Glory.
When you were burdened down with troubles and care,
my brother,
ring on and on for God and let's say a prayer.
King they would not all. Jesus delivered and the king he saw. The prayer bells from heaven beats a man-made law.
Prayer bells from heaven, Lord, a sweet day they ring, he bring.
Bearing the message unto Jesus, their King of Glory.
When you are burdened down with troubles and care, my brother,
ring on and on for God and let's say a prayer.
Thrown in jail, they didn't worry who would go their bail. But on that prayer bell they began to ring. Off there the stocks and they began to sing.
Prayer bells from heaven, Lord, a sweet day they ring, bring.
Bearing the message unto Jesus, the King of Glory.
When you were burdened down with troubles and care, my brother,
ring on and on for God, let's say your prayer.
Thank you.
message unto Jesus the King. When you were burdened down with troubles and care,
my brother,
ring on and on for God, well, let's say a prayer.
Here's another new one. This is kind of a sad love song in the bluegrass style. There's lots of sad love songs in bluegrass, and there's a few happy ones, and we already played you a one happy one, so that's enough. Here's a nice sad one, and that's one I made up. It's called Don't Make Me Believe.
I want some to prove them all wrong.
Well, it would cause me to grieve.
It would cause me to grieve to believe one word. Well, tell me our love is still strong.
Now the talk of the town is that you're the lead. You've been planning it all for some time. I feel like a man who's been sentenced to death without even knowing his crime. Well, don't make me believe.
Don't make me believe all the stories I've heard. I want some to prove them all wrong.
Well, it would cause me to grieve.
It would cause me to grieve. Tell me our love is still strong.
Our friends all act different when I come around. Well, they're friendly, but oh so polite. They must think I'm blind or as dumb as the clay. 'Cause you've been out most every night. Well, I hear about others and I don't want to know. I tell myself everything's fine. I'm just so afraid of letting you go. I need you to always be mine. Well, don't make me believe.
Don't make me believe all the stories I've heard. I want some to prove them all wrong.
Well, it would cause me to grieve.
It would cause me to grieve to believe one word. Tell me our love is still strong.
Don't make me believe.
Don't make me believe all the stories I've heard. I want some to prove them all wrong.
But it would cause me to grieve.
It would cause me to grieve to believe one word. So tell me our love is still strong. Tell me our love is still strong.
All right, we're going to do one more and then get the Trailblazers out for their own show, their own portion of the show. And before we get them out, we're going to play another old-time fiddle tune. This one features Charles Sawtelle. You remember who Charles is. And this one has a variety of different names. It's, sometimes it's called Sally Ann. Sometimes it's called Did You Ever See a Muskrat? And Charles likes to call it sometimes Muskrat Sally, which is kind of a little mixture of the two. It's always the same tune, though. And here it is, Sally Ann.
Stand by for Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers. They're going to be coming up in a little bit. I can see a few people are very enthusiastic. Other people have, if this was a cartoon, there would be a question mark over their head in a bubble. But this is not a cartoon, so there are no question marks floating around in the sky, but pretty soon there will be again, because these guys are a little different. In fact, I don't think there's probably ever been anybody quite like Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers here in the area of the Denver Tech Center. In fact, they're the exact opposite of most of the people here, because most of the people here, you know, let's face it, I mean, it's not a derogatory term, yuppie, you know, but some people like to be called yuppie, some people hate it. When I mentioned it last year at the Botanic Gardens that there were yuppies there, there were boos. Not the video, that's not the case, because right in the middle of when Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers are performing, one of our band members, Tim O'Brien, is sitting out in the audience watching them and enjoying them now. That proves that it couldn't possibly be two different, I mean, it has to be two different bands. At least I'm convinced anyway. I don't know about you. Here they are, all the way from Wyoming, Montana, Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers.
Mighty fine, thank you so much. Mighty fine, and a great big hattie. Can you see my hand out there? You can, okay. Surprise, actually. Hope you're having a good time so far this afternoon. In case you just tuned in, I'm Red Knuckles.
And we're the Trailblazers.
We're here for your listening and dancing pleasure for the next 12 and a half to 14 or 15. Oh, maybe, who knows, might even really break all the rules and go to 17 minutes of Western-style music. that we learned back home in Wyoming, Montana. And it just depends on how long it takes Hot Rods to relax in their bus to get something cold to drink. Take a hot tub, you know, they got all that stuff in the back. Bowl a game frame or two, and you never know what the Hot Rods boys will do in the bus. It's so expensive, even though they keep us in the very back of the bus usually. All we know is Western style music, and that's what we're going to play as soon as our steel guitar player comes. He's been late to every show. There he comes now. If you can believe it, he's been late to every show. We're going to do one from Mr. Bob Wills. I hope you enjoy one called Deep Water. To care for you, you're getting me in deep water. Be careful what you do. You want a romance and I'm seeking love. I know I'll regret it when it ends. I'm winding up in deep water. Why can't we still be friends? Ladies and gentlemen, on my right and on your left, playing the electric table or the steel guitar, make welcome wherever you are, Waldo Otto on the steel. Waldo. In this deep water, that's Wendell. Can't find it wrong. My heart's as pure as deep water. Your love won't last long. Where will it lead me and where will it end? I can't help but wish I only knew. I'm drifting into deep water, so deep in love with you. Takeoff style guitar. Got a loose wire up here on this guitar myself. Wendell Mercantile, of course, has a new book coming out soon. Wendell Mercantile's Piles of Styles. For the electric guitar, you can learn how to play the takeoff style, the Western and the comedy style all in one. And it teaches you everything you need to know. It's got pictures and... now they have pictures of the you playing the guitar, right?
Well, there's lots of
pictures. Explains how to do it. Shows the, like, the left hand and the right hand?
There's pictures of me is mostly what's in it. Just pictures of me.
Oh, I see.
Mostly.
Can you see your guitar in it?
Well, some of them, yeah. Some of them have a guitar in it, but it does, you know, might not have something to do with what I'm talking about.
Anyway, Wendell Mercantile's Piles of Styles, is, I believe, is 12 pages long.
No, it's down to three. It was 12. I had it typed up or typed down. It's down to three now.
All right. The editor's got hold of it. Wendell Mercantile. Watch for that in your local music store. The Western and Comedy and Takeoff Styles, direct to you from Wendell's fingertips in own words. And, of course, Waldo Otto at the steel guitar, played with a metal block. You, of course, met him earlier. He's got his own donut shop in Wyoming, Montana. Of course, that's Waldo's Discount Donuts, and the Otto motto is?
You bite it, you butt it.
Waldo's Discount Donuts. Stop in there. It's right by the Eat Cafe in Wyoming, Montana. But back on the bass... The fellow you haven't met yet, he's born just out of wedlock, Montana. He now lives in the back of the Derby gas station at Montana, Wyoming, right across the state line from
Wyoming, Montana. And we don't know a lot about him. We've never seen him eat, never seen him sleep. No photograph of him has ever been successfully developed. And he likes to write a lot of funny little songs, and he'll play one in just a second for you. His name is Slade. Song here. What do you call that?
It's kind of syncopated number.
I don't know what he calls it. He won't tell us, but we'll call it Slade Swing. What do you say? I think that was Slade Swing. All right, had a beat to it. Yeah, you know, we go down to Nashville, people really seem to like to stop in, especially the record producers like to stop in to hear what Slade's been up to, you know, composition-wise. He's got that new sound that they're all looking for. They haven't quite figured it out yet, though. Anyway, we're going to do a song from Ernest Tubb now. I hope you enjoy one called I Know My Baby Loves Me, in a Peculiar Way. I got a gal that's different, though I know she's true. I'm never really happy till she got me feeling blue. I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. Peculiar way. I let you my apartment while I was out of town. When I got back, I found that she had burned the building down. I know my baby loves me. I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. Oh, yes, I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. Till I detected poison in a cake she baked for me. I know my baby loves me. Loves me in her own peculiar way. I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. From Johnny Horton. I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I'm a hey, mama, can't your daddy come on? Well, I'm a living fast and dangerously, but I prefer plenty of company. When the moon comes up, the sun goes down. Daddy, come on.
jug of wine. That's what it takes to make a honky-tonk night. A jukebox and playing a honky-tonk sound. That's what I want to lay my money down. I'm a honky-tonk man. And I can't seem to stop. Can your daddy come on? Thank you.
Hey, Knuckles.
All right, thank you very much, folks. Of course, Wendell Mercantile again on that one. What's that?
Long Gone.
Long Gone? Oh, we'll do that one for you. We got time for just one more, and we'll do that one. We first want to tell you about our sponsor, for one thing. A lot of you folks probably know about our sponsor. It's about the best thing you can do for your pup or your dog is give them a good bowl of Trailblazer dog food. Trailblazer dog food. That's right, that's our sponsor, folks. We named ourselves after Trailblazer because if your pup needs something good to eat with real meat, give them a special treat that can't be beat. Trailblazer, the food of champions. It gives your dog hunting power. Trailblazer dog food. 21% protein, trying the new chunk style. It makes its own gravy and it gets your dog hunting power. All right. Is any Trailblazers out there? Let me hear you. Knuckleheads out there. You know, folks, we have knucklehead bumper stickers for sale on the old concession stand over there. Hot Rods makes most of the money off of our products, but that's okay because dog food is cheap. And we don't need to eat a lot of it every day, so stop by and pick up a Trailblazer bumper sticker.
I'm going to make it real quick because I want to know the folks want to hear some more music. But here's a little thing you might enjoy entitled Red Remembers the 60s in his own style. It's a little record set that includes some classic numbers from the 60s like this one, the old Inagata Davida.
Inagata Davida, honey, don't you know I'll always be true. Inagata Davida.
And how about that old classic, The Wild Thing?
Wild Thing. You make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild Thing, you move me. I want to know for sure.
Wild Thing, I think you move me.
Oh, thank you, Waldo. And if you order soon, you get a special bonus, a little 45 record that includes a couple more classic numbers from the 60s like this one. The old...
Cake in the Park.
Cake in the Park.
That's a good one.
I see. You know what? How does it go?
Someone
left the cake out in the rain. I don't think I can make it because it took so long to bake it. But I'll never find the recipe again.
And last but not least is a song that tells his story. It's a song that folks enjoy all over the world. It's one entitled
Foxy Lady, is that what it is?
No, it's entitled
Heartbreaker.
The Little Heartbreaker.
I know you, little heartbreaker. I know you, little lovemaker, Foxy. You know you're mine, you're all mine. Foxy Lady.
All right. I didn't know that one was on the record or not, but friends, don't forget, Red Remembers the 60s, just box 17 in Wyoming, Montana. Thank you. Here's Red with another number. Okay.
Turn it back over to you.
All right. We had a request for one, and we'd be glad to do that for you. And then Hot Rise will return after this next song. But, we want you to sing along on this song. It's not too hard. It's kind of a call and response thing where I do the call and you do the responding. So please respond. If you're within the sound of my voice, please respond to the sound of my voice. When I say long gone, you say from Kentucky. And then I say long gone, you say ain't he lucky. So long gone from Kentucky. Long gone, ain't he lucky. Or if you want, you could say, aren't or isn't he lucky, if you'd like. Then I say, long gone again. You say, what I mean, he's long gone John from Bowling Green. What I mean, he's long gone John from Bowling Green. So, here we go. One, two.
Up with a policeman's wife, and now John has left his earthly life, but he's long gone
from Kentucky,
long gone.
Hey, he's lucky,
long gone.
That's what I mean. He's long gone, John, from Bowling Green.
Waldo left already. I'm sorry. Some people actually call me Waldo off stage. I can't imagine. It's really embarrassing. How would you like to be called Waldo? Be mistaken for the biggest buffoon in all of show business today, almost. Anyway. Well, here's our opportunity to entertain you with a little slightly different kind of music. In fact, we're going to play a tune I don't think we've ever played on stage before, but we have played it traveling down the many miles in the bus. But we haven't played it for a long time, so we're going to see how it comes out. It's an old tune I bet you're going to recognize. One of the first kinds of tunes that a lot of people hear as they're growing up. And it's called The Shortening Bread.
shortening bread there. From Olivelle Reed, wrote this song, apropos for Telluride, called High on a Mountain.
Days used to be. I looked in the valley down below. It was green just as far as I could see. As my memory returned, oh, how my heart did yearn for you and the days used to be. About the days it used to be.
Do one more and then say good afternoon. Thanks again for coming out to listen to Hot Rise. Once again, I want to thank Sky and the Skyline program and our sponsors today, which include KVPI. She'll have to tell us in a little while with the rest of them. But anyway, we really appreciate it. It's a great thing to have a civic-minded organization that sponsors hillbilly music outdoors. I tell you what, I'm all for it. And that's about it. Don't forget, if you want to find out more about the Hot Rise schedule, and in particular also about the Rocky Mountain Bluegrass Festival, which we're hosting at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Henderson, Colorado, the third weekend of August, check it out. We have flyers over there and a little schedule that tells you all about that stuff. So pick one of those up on your way out. I think we're just about ready. So thank you all again. Here's one called Shady Grove. Thank you.
Shady every time she had cowboys tell her howdy. Shady girl, funny love, shady girl, I got it. Shady girl, funny love, I'm going back in Harvey.
Thank you, folks. We are Hot Rise. We got Pete Wernick, Charles Sawtell, Nick Forster, Tim O'Brien. I want to thank Sky Griffith and the Skyline Project for having us down here. Have a nice day.
Here's one from our second record. It's one we got a request for, and it's called I Just Ain't. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.
Kissing you when I'm far away, because I know when the talk gets gone, all the mice will play. I ain't gonna worry what's going on when you have the pain to tell. I ain't gonna worry where you stay when you run around. I just ain't,
just ain't,
I just ain't,
just ain't, just ain't.
Just ain't,
just ain't, just ain't.
I don't care if you don't come back, I'll get along all right. I ain't gonna mind it living alone, I'll still sleep at night. I ain't gonna worry when you go, when you say goodbye. I'll find someone else to love, they can sit and cry.
I just ain't,
just ain't,
just ain't,
just ain't.